Winnie the World loves Honduras.
Here we go on this great big road, this great big road, this great big road. Here we go on this great big road, telling people about Jesus. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Winnie. What are you carrying?
This is a piñata. It has something to do with the country I'm going to talk about today.
A piñata? What is a piñata, and what do you do with it?
A piñata can have a variety of shapes. It's hollow inside, so it can be filled with candy and small toys. Kids take turns hitting the piñata with a stick until it breaks open and all the candy spills out.
That sounds like fun. What country is connected to this piñata?
The country is Honduras. Honduras is located in Central America. It's about the size of our state of Tennessee.
What does a piñata have to do with Honduras?
September 10th is National Children's Day in Honduras. On this day, children are celebrated in homes, schools, and churches. Parties are held for the kids, and they receive gifts. Neighborhoods will also put a piñata in the trees for the kids.
That sounds like fun. What else is done to celebrate National Children's Day?
On this day, anytime an adult sees a child, they stop and shake the child's hand. It's really a fun day for the kids.
I guess Honduras really loves their kids if they have a special day just for kids. Are there lots of kids in Honduras?
Yes. Half the population of Honduras is under the age of 16. But not all the kids live nice lives.
What do you mean, Winnie?
Many, many kids are poor and live in terrible conditions. They don't have much food to eat or even shoes to wear. Some can't even go to school. Sadly, many kids wind up living on the streets and getting involved in dangerous gangs.
How are the gangs a problem?
There are lots of gangs in Honduras. They believe over 40,000 kids and youth are a part of the gangs in the capital city alone. These gangs are so dangerous that the police can't even go into their neighborhoods.
It sounds like the kids who live in the streets have no families, and then these gangs become like a family to them. Kids who get involved in these gangs are trapped. Most can't leave a gang unless they're killed. Is there anything being done about this?
Yes. Teen Challenge is reaching out to gang members by helping them to get off drugs and telling them about Jesus. Many are getting saved because of this. BGMC helps Teen Challenge with all kinds of teaching materials and books. Thank you, BGMC.
What are our missionaries doing to reach the children in Honduras?
Our missionaries have started Latin America childcare schools so kids will get a good education and learn about Jesus. Churches are reaching kids by having Sunday school, Royal Rangers, and missionettes. And BGMC helps with all these.
Every time a boy or girl puts money into a buddy barrel, they are helping to reach kids all over the world with the gospel message. BGMC does so much for our missionaries and our churches all over the world.
That's right. Many kids here in America sacrifice their money for missions. They do chores or they give some of their birthday money so another kid in the world will have a chance to hear about Jesus. Thank you, kids, for all you do for missions.
Thank you for coming today, Winnie, and telling about the country of Honduras and about how they celebrate National Children's Day. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Every time you see a piñata, remember to pray for the kids in Honduras who still don't know Jesus, and pray for those kids trapped in gangs. Sing with me as I go. Here we go on this great big road, this great big road, this great big road. Here we go on this great big road, telling people about Jesus.